This is Albert Moeller. Welcome to Ask Anything Weekend Edition. This installment, Saturday, April 19, 2014.
Hey, Dr. Moeller, I'm tremendously blessed and edified by your ministry. My name is Ryan Petrick, and I live in northern Peru. I'm excited to see you finally preach in person at the Expositor Summit in October. I'll be flying into the States and driving in from California. Like I said, I'm a missionary in northern Peru in the Andes Mountains. And my question is, what is your view of the biblical storytelling method, or I've heard it referred to as STS, simply telling the story, as opposed to expositional preaching from the scriptures? Many here are illiterate, so this is seen as an effective way of ministering. But at the same time, I believe many were illiterate during the Reformation, and many have given their lives to pass on the written word of God. And so my concern and struggle, is this the proper way to reach these people? Isn't it necessary to preach the word as opposed to just telling stories? So this is where I'm at. Thanks again. I'll see you in October. God bless.
Ryan, thank you for your question. It's great to hear from you there in Peru, and God bless you in your missionary endeavors. It's great to hear from you, and your question, of course, is related to that missionary context. But even as I answer the question, I want to say it's not limited to that, because every Christian involved in an evangelistic conversation or in a congregational ministry is going to face similar kinds of questions. The background to your question is this. There has been the discovery, and this is a good thing, of the fact that human beings, in terms of our ability to understand conceptually and in terms of receiving a message, are first of all marked by orality. That is, in other words, we hear things in terms of an oral conversation. And of course, we know that orality precedes literacy. And we know there are far more people who operate by means of oral communication than are actually capable of reading or of writing. And yet, there's more to the argument you're talking about or the question you raise than just that, because there are those who are then arguing that what we really need to do is to translate our evangelistic and missiological efforts into storytelling, Bible storytelling, or evangelistic missional storytelling. And there is something there that is deeply rooted in the Scripture itself. The Scripture, indeed, is a meta-narrative. It's a massive story. When you sit down to someone and explain what Christianity is about, you are generally trying to tell them that huge story, that massive story, that story of all stories that speaks ultimately of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, relates that story to our own lives such that we understand what it means to be a sinner in need of a Savior, and then we point people to Christ and call upon them to believe in Him. So when it comes to this whole idea of storytelling and orality, we need to understand that that's how most of us, in terms of how we communicate, both begin in terms of the beginning phase of our lives and begin in terms of beginning most conversations. But your concern, Ryan, is quite well placed, because as it turns out, there can be no thriving church in any sense that is merely based upon orality, merely based upon that kind of storytelling. Because as you look at the New Testament church, what you see is that it, of course, is rooted in the story of the Bible, the story of Jesus, the story of the gospel, the story of the empty tomb, the story of the cross, the story of Jesus and his disciples, and the story of the church. But it very clearly has to take the shape of a totally comprehensive understanding of the Christian faith and of a faith that is communicated, as we find, for instance, in the letters of the Apostle Paul, although not exclusively there, of propositional statements and theological expositions and a clear understanding of the fact that even though every verse of the Scripture takes place within the massive expanse of the biblical meta-narrative, not all of it takes the shape of narrative. And there are simply things we have to know in order to be a Christian and in order to be a faithful congregation that cannot be reduced to mere story. So I think it's just honest to say that's where we actually begin. That's where we begin our lives. That's where we begin our understanding and our communication. We are oral people, and we are storytellers and story listeners. That's where we begin. That's why when we have children, we don't give children a book right away. We read to them from the book, and we tell them a story. And it's also where we begin in terms of most conversations, and especially most gospel conversations. We're effectively telling people a story, the story of Jesus, the story of God's love that is demonstrated to us in how, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The story of how we became Christians, and how we want others also to come to know the salvation and newness of life that comes only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But eventually, in order to have a faithful Christian, you've got to have a lot more than story. Even as the early church needed a lot more than story, and that's why we explain so much in the New Testament that isn't narrative at all, but is a theological exposition. is a Holy Spirit-inspired work of theology and doctrine and church order that is apostolic exhortation. We need that too. We start with the story, but we can't end merely with the story. We need to place all that the Bible reveals in the context of the Bible's grandmaster narrative. And we need to teach it all, including those parts that can't be reduced to narrative. In other words, where you find healthy Christians in a healthy church, where you find authentic Christianity, certainly over any length of time, you find the faith of the apostles, and that's rooted in the telling of a story, but it moves on to the exposition of the fullness of the faith. Ryan, thanks for your call. Thanks for listening to Ask Anything Weekend Edition. It was good to spend this time with you, and I thank you for your questions. Let me ask you to tell your friends about the program, and as you do so, remember the daily edition of The Briefing. That's a daily analysis of news and events from a Christian worldview, Monday through Friday, every week. And that's found at albertmuller.com. It's accessible through the website or through iTunes or any number of other platforms as well. Let me also invite you to go to my website at albertmuller.com for regular updates, articles, essays, commentaries, and all the rest. This is a fast-changing world, and we're trying to think through many of these challenges together. And we're glad to hear from you at any time. Remember, our mail is simply mail@albertmuller.com. And we're also glad for you to follow us at Twitter. That's twitter.com/albertmuller. Above all, thanks for listening to Ask Anything Weekend Edition. Let's commit to this. Let's try to think as Christians together.